And Matt Mayer with Opportunity Ohio. Of course, we've known Matt since he was with the Buckeye Institute. And Matt, I saw a tweet you sent out, I think it was late last week, about Medicaid expansion and why you believe it is a bad deal for Ohioans. Tell us why.
Well, just like we said a couple years ago now, a year and a half, that you know there was going to be no good way to estimate how many people would show up for this Medicaid expansion and how much it was going to actually cost Ohioans. And so now that we have a year and a half of data, what we've seen is the estimates that Governor Kasich put out, his first and his second estimate, were way off the mark. Way more people have shown up than they anticipated, about right now 110,000 more than they anticipated. And the cost going forward to Ohioans has skyrocketed to a point where we can expect it to be about $3.8 billion and upwards of potentially $4.2 billion. For the next governor, once the Ohio share gets thrown onto taxpayers here, when the federal 100% match goes away and we have to start picking up the tab.
It's interesting. I hear people talk about the governor, and some people say they like him because he upsets people on both sides of the aisle. Do you see it that way? Do you think he's getting in the Democrat and the Republican shorts a little bit?
I think he certainly has bucked what you would consider to be traditional fiscal conservative policy. So that has made the right at times upset. And, of course, on the left, you know, he cuts taxes and they don't necessarily like that. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. I think he's definitely kind of thrown inside curveballs at both sides of the fence.
Yeah, and it's this Medicaid thing. When I listen to John talk, and when I've talked to him, this seems more like a moral thing to him. It's not a dollars and cents. It's not an Ohio taxpayer. It's just he just thinks this is something that, in his position, he needs to make sure happens.
Well, and that's fine, and I respect the governor for his moral take on this. But you got to keep in mind, you know, government has to also make sure that it has money for other things too. And what expanded Medicaid is going to do in the future is going to crowd out services to other vulnerable populations and things that we do here in Ohio, because it's going to increasingly take a bigger and bigger share of state government unless you're going to jack up state taxes to a point that become confiscatory and then crowd out the private sector and will result in job losses. So you have to balance what you think is the moral thing to do with what is the fiscally responsible thing to do for taxpayers. And if it was such an important thing to do, there's something he could have done inside of the state budget with some of the state revenue that's come in that's been surplus, rather than using deficit spending and writing a check that future people are going to have to pay.
Matt Mayer, our guest with Opportunity Ohio. So if it does play out that way, Matt, if we are deficit spending and we at some point have to make some cuts, what do you think are going to be the first places of natural places that if we need to steal money, where that money's going to come from?
Unfortunately, what we've seen is they're not going to steal money necessarily first and foremost. They're going to raise taxes or fees on Ohioans somehow, some way, or even federal taxes. And so that's going to be like the likely first response. And keep in mind, all of this presumes we're not going to have a recession here in Ohio or the U.S. over the next decade, and the odds are pretty high that we are. And so if that happens and revenues plummet on sales tax and personal income, now you've got a bigger problem, because you've got this permanent expanded class. You've got this growing price tab that's going to be there for them, as well as all the other things we do in state government and city government that provide services to vulnerable populations. So we're going to have real tough choices to make. And again, what politicians have shown on both the right and the left in the past is that choice means higher taxes for Ohioans.
And as you alluded to earlier, generally when you get higher taxes as specific to our state, that means capital investment, people that do employment, are likely to start looking elsewhere.
Well, I mean, we're already seeing that. I mean, the census data over the last 4 years has shown that Ohio continues to bleed people. We're one of the worst performing states in that regard. People are heading up to other states that whether it's for lower taxes or it's for less pro-union laws or it's a warmer climate. There are lots of reasons for it, but Ohio's still bleeding citizens. And so if you have a situation where we're going to have to raise taxes, yeah, you're going to see businesses that can move say, you know what, we're going to go somewhere where we have a smarter government that doesn't tend to write checks it can't cash going into the future, and that's what you're going to see.
Got it. Matt, you're always great to take our call. I appreciate the conversation this morning. Matt Mayer with Opportunity Ohio. If you'd like to read a little deeper, get to Matt's take from Opportunity Ohio, you can do that now online. It's opportunityohio.org.